Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it is to us too, and they're too good to be 9 or 10 games under 500. I don't care who's hurt. I think in today's game, you have to find a way to tread water when you don't have your best players, but they're starting to trickle back. Anthony Rendon's back, Juan Soto's back. Trey Turner's on an A-ball rehab right now, and I think he's the piece that you miss most. He's a very dynamic player, as you know, and a game changer when he gets on base. But hey, this is a big leagues, man, and this team has too high a payroll, and they have too high expectations to be where they're at right now. And I think the general manager and the manager would be the first ones to tell you they got to start playing better.
You make a good point about Trey Turner because I think he affects both sides, defense and offense. So he's terrific at shortstop, but he brings you speed. He also can hit. He's only played, what, 4 games, I think.
Yeah, and unfortunately broke that index finger on his right hand, and that's his throwing hand. But I watched him take ground balls the other day. He's close, and I think, 70% of Trey Turner you'll take right now. So I think a lot of his rehab is going to be here, maybe against the Mets or against the Cubs. So we'll see how that goes.
Can you fix this bullpen? I think everyone's trying to fix their bullpen in the National League East, but this one has been especially splintered, to say the least.
You know, you have to. Mike Rizzo's been good at that in the past, so we'll see what happens. But I think you have to give him the opportunity to fix the bullpen. And right now, 9 games under, I don't think they're the main problem. There's a lot of other problems. The offense, I mean, we're rooting for hits right now instead of runs. Mm. There was a no-hitter through 8 innings or into the 8th inning with Ryu the other day, and you saw what was going on last night with Noah. Can he fix a bullpen? I think they're going to fix themselves, Ed. There's back of baseball cards out there that say they're way better than they are, and I think it's more of a mindset and an attitude, you know, of pulling your hat down, rolling your sleeves up, and going right after people. And if you're going to get your head knocked around, you're going to get your head knocked around. But be aggressive doing it. Don't go 2-0 to everybody. Don't walk guys when you come out of the bullpen. You know, starters have the luxury of kind of working their way into a start, getting their rhythm, getting their feel, find their release point, find their stuff. When those barn doors open out there and you're a reliever, you better have your stuff ready right away, and you better attack the strike zone. I haven't been seeing a whole lot of that. Sean Doolittle, and maybe that's it, really, when you think about what's been going on down there. He's really the only guy that's been consistent all season.
Interesting. The Mets hit a point in their schedule where I think it helped them. They had Miami last weekend. They're going to have them this weekend as well. You guys are struggling a bit. You have a tough schedule. You have the Cubs coming in here, and then you got to hit the road again, go to New York, start it off.
It's a big leagues, man. Every game is tough, especially when you're not playing well. It doesn't matter what your schedule is. But I think for the Mets, you know, I think they're too good to be playing 500, to be honest with you. I mean, with the staff they have, every time I see them, their offense is producing, and they're at a part of their schedule. It's funny, I was reading the Post and Newsday getting ready for the series, and a lot of writers saying that they have to take advantage of the schedule right now, including the Nets. We haven't seen that in my 11 years here, my 9 years here as a broadcaster. Where you have to take advantage of the Nats and the schedule and the Nats being a part of that. So that's, I mean, and they're right now. You can't really argue with that. So I still think the Mets are going to give the Phillies a lot of heck in this division. I think it's going to be a good race.
I think it's going to be a 4-way race by the time this is all said and done. FP, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, nice seeing you. Thank you.